Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from my face. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me, why now go? Walk out.
Lord Vital, Lord of the Rings, Beast of New York. You already know EIB Monster Gang, the rocker with my homegirl Lush for Lush Radio. You already know what it is. Everything is beast mode.
Yo, this is your girl, Lushy Lush, and we all the way live, man. And it's Friday, and yo, the devil is a liar. No matter what you're going through, we're going to survive. We're going to get over it. We're going to survive all this craziness that's going on. People going around killing people, you know what I'm saying, shooting them, doing all kinds of craziness. It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? It's sad. It's crazy. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? It's shooting up people, killing them. You know what I mean? We had so many killings going on in this past couple of weeks alone. You got the football player who killed his girlfriend, left the baby, killed himself in front of his coaches, you know what I mean? Then you got Oregon, a man just went postal and shot up people in a mall. You got out here in D.C. in the DMV, Selena, she goes through a domestic violence situation where her boyfriend shoots her repeatedly on a bus, injuring the child, the daughter, Cody. And she's in critical condition right now, getting reconstructive surgery. And we have information on donations to help that child out with a trust fund and making her Christmas and helping the family out with funeral arrangements. Along with that, now today we get kids that got shot, almost close to 27 people, and 18 of them were children, okay? A young man by the name of Ryan comes in, and I don't know what the situation is. He goes and he shoots his mother, who was a teacher at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, okay? Shoots the mother in the class in front of the children, kills everyone in the classroom, shoots the principal and a social worker. It is crazy right now. It's insane. I'm calling out to everybody out there. Send your prayers out there. Send your prayers out to everybody that's going through it right now. We're going to have more information about how can you donate to the Connecticut situation. We'll have all that. We'll dedicate a show this Sunday at 6 o'clock for you guys to call in at 347-826-7722, and we'll have information for that. Later on in the show, I'll give you more information to help out Cody, the young girl that is now by herself, but she has family, but she's now without a mother and a father. So we're going to have that information for you to donate for her. Along with that, we're going to have your man, Fat Vizzy, live in the building. We're going to be doing an interview with him live on the show. Along with that, we're going to have your man, DJ Reasons, on the ones and twos. We're proud to announce he's our official mix show DJ. Along with that, we also got my man, DJ Hustle, our red carpet DJ, that will be here live on the show with us, and he's going to be all the way live. So this is what we do. It's your girl, Leslie Les, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. And we all the way live right now. So right now, we're going to go into a mix real quick. You know what I'm saying? But before that, you know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead and pop that. You know what I'm saying? When you hear that song, pop that. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what? Before that, you know, I want to play a song because it's really sentimental to me, because all these children that have passed recently, it's making me lose my mind right now. Like, I feel like, you know, is it safe for us to even take our children to school anymore? Is it even safe for us to go outside anymore? It's crazy. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us how you feel. And this song is dedicated to those children that just passed today, and also to Selena. You know what I'm saying? Boys to Men, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. You know what I mean? And it's just sad. So I'm going to rock this real quick, and we're going to come back. We're going to get in the mix, and we're going to talk to our man, Fat Vizzy. And we about to go all the way in. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, man. We all the way live. It's Friday. Don't forget this Saturday. It's your man, Dolph Aquan, live in the building. And we got comedians. We got actors, man, live at Coffee Lounge in Georgetown, right across from HU, right next to Listen Vision, man. Holla at your girl. It's your girl, Leslie Lush. Let's go.
How do I the good times that made us laugh are waiting back? I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so
take with me the memory.
That was definitely dedicated to those who lost, you know, children or lost a loved one out there, man. It's just crazy right now. It's like people are losing their mind. And I just don't know what, you know what I'm saying, to do. It's just insane and it's just sad. And I really, really, you know, hope and pray that, you know, somebody talks to these people. It's sad, like. It really doesn't make any, you know, it really doesn't make any sense, you know. So, please, people, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It makes no sense, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just crazy. So, please, you know what I'm saying, be aware and be aware of the people that you're around, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's just, you know, people, you know, get these people counseling. They're insane people out here. Call in at 347-826-7722 and, you know, give me your feedback on that. But we're going to go ahead and go into a mix from your boy DJ Reasons. Big shout out to my man DJ Hustle. You know what I'm saying? Our official red carpet DJ and correspondent. You heard? So call in at, you know, 347-826-7722 and we're all the way live right now. Shout out to my boss, my boss, my sister from another mother, Emma E2K. Check out to her show. Don't forget, it's going to be all the way live. Sagittarius is getting for free tomorrow at Coffee Lounge, man. You need to be in the building. We all the way live, man. Call in. And you know what I'm saying? It's Christmas, you know what I mean? We should be, you know what I'm saying, happy. You know what I'm saying? People shouldn't be going out killing kids, man. People shouldn't be killing people's babies, man. It's crazy right now, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and play this mix by your man DJ Reasons, and we're going to play this joint real quick, because this is what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying, we all the way live, Lush Radio Online, man, pop that!
This for the tree of bitches.
Alright, alright, alright.
DJ Reason.
You know you're my favorite white boy, right?
Bring it back, you can add,
concrete. She can shake her head. One cheek, two cheek, both cheek, both cheek. I got a white, got a white, got a white, got a white girlfriend. She got no teeth. I got a police bitch on a short leash. Got good mouth, like she got no teeth. Slut, 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 dog, she a bitch with it. Man, see the worst word, she took a dick with it. Hang with hoes, throwing salt, tell a bitch get it. Started playing with a pussy, tell a bitch split it.
I love bad bitches, have my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, I beast.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. Problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
And finding somebody real is your fucking problem. Bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now I'm vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Mm.
You are now yeah, in the mix. World, I'm aligned.
But your
boy DJ Weezy. Girl, let's see like, girl, man, we all the way out, man. It's Friday,
girl. I'm Kendrick Lamar.
Bottles, man,
to me, just say hi. That mean your friends is me, be up too far. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Mm. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Mary, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches,
that's
my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem.
Ballin' in it, bitch.
Okay.
Hoppin' out of Lambos and Ferraris in it, bitch. Poppin' bottle with a teeth, red supermodel, bitch. They may talk a lot of that, but they can't do a lot of it. Aye. Rico told me turn the lights on. So I grabbed the Audemars, threw the ice on. I'm a bitch, dog. Got him pissed off. A lot of nigga rappin', ain't nothing near wrong. Hey, look at T.I. Ballin' in the B.I. Bunch of bad bitches with him lookin' like a Leah. We get pull up, hop out. Go in with your ass. Buy the whole bar, pop out. Go hard, nigga. So packed, these hoes so drunk. This club so packed, these hoes so drunk. I got 'em, bottle, got 'em, bottle, got 'em, Molly, got 'em. Bow, 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 bow. Full of bad bitches and they came to play. Okay, it must be your ad, cause it ain't your fate. Now, if you're looking for them bottles and them stacks, girl, then make your way up to my section where it's at, girl. Okay, now do you wanna kick it with a nigga with a meal ticket? Broke nigga looking mad, they just gotta deal with it. Get right, ho. Roll the dice, ho. And you ain't gotta be a dice, cause you're like, ho. But every day I strip behind the wall. I do a big ride, fly, sunshine, and ball. I got a bunch of money, so come and get it from me. And a bucket full of bottles, bust it open if you wanna get club. So, these hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk. I got 'em, bottle, got 'em, bottle, got 'em, Molly, got 'em. Bop, 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 bop,
If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga, act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch
man say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Problem come with the
more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choker. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill, though. Like we ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure, we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. Why? That's eight, I got eight more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's eight more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. Everything about me. Everything about me. Everything about me. Everything about me.
Yo, we right back. It's your girl, Leslie. That's live in the building, man. And you're live on Les Radio Online, man. It's all the way live, man. It's crazy right now. People out here killing kids. People with domestic violence. It's crazy right now, man. All I'm saying is y'all cats out there, man, pray, man. You was just in the mix with your man, DJ Reason, our official mix show DJ. Shout out to our DJ out there in California, DJ Hustle, always on his hustle grind. That's our official red carpet correspondent for us, man. We're going to go to the phone lines. I want people to tell us how you feel about all these shootings, man. You scared or you ready to ante up, man? What's going on, man? America, what's going on? 646, you're live in the building with your girl, Leslie Les. What it do, baby?
You know what? I am so appalled. I am so appalled. I just thought, you know what? I seen the what's name on the news, and I was like, it's like what the kids do, real crazy. And then, you know what? I said, oh my God, I forgot I'm in love with Lush. So I said, let me call up because I seen the number on the Facebook and see what was popping with Lush.
you wanted to make me sigh today, okay? How you doing, 11?
Today
I had Quan is out here live in the DMV. He's doing a show with us tomorrow. We're doing a dedication to a young lady that lost her life. Her boyfriend shot her. I know the father who owns the club, we're doing an event at. So we're doing a dedication to her and getting donations for the baby because the baby's in critical condition. And
oh,
stuff.
Shit.
So,
yeah, that's
yeah,
crazy.
So, like, it's crazy right now. Then you got the elementary kids. You got the dude opening fire in Oregon, shooting in the mall. You got the football player, man. It's crazy right now. Like, how you really feel about this? Do you feel like it's end of the days or people are just bugging out? Like, what's the deal? How you feel?
Yeah, I think all of this is in, you know, revelation, personally. I mean, just to be on the serious side, I really do think it's all in revelation. I mean, there's, like, so much more to it, like a bigger picture to it. I keep saying it's going to go back to the 80s. I've been saying that for the longest. You know what I mean? The thing with the people killing kids and all that other stuff, I don't know if I should be saying it or not, because I don't want to make it a black and white thing and shit like that. But there's something going on somewhere for us black folks.
I don't know.
And people react like that. Like, I mean, but I mean, you know, everybody is going through something. I mean, there's a reason why.
Yeah, but y'all,
there got to be a reason.
Y'all got to take it out on the babies. 11, stay on the line real quick because we also got some more callers live on the line. That's 11, your boy, he does his thing, you know what I'm saying? She's got next. He's still live on the line with us, and we're going to bring him back in a few. Tonight, also, don't forget, we got Fat Vizzy live in the building, man. He's doing this thing out here on the airway. So we're going to do a quick interview with him, and then we're going to go back into the topic, man. We're going to talk about, so in between, you know, you can ask Fat Vizzy some questions, and we're also still talking about this topic, man. How do you feel about these shootings, man? It's crazy. So let's go on the line and see if we got Fat Vizzy live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby?
What's happening with it? What's happening?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster thing, man. It's crazy out here right now, man. I don't know if it's Armageddon or what, homie. It's crazy.
Man, that shit coming to an end.
Man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy right now, man. What's popping with you, homie?
Man, you know, I'm cooling out here in the BR, man, Louisiana, man. You know, trying to get it in, you feel me? Listening to y'all talk about that real topic right now.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Before we even get into it, man, what are your quick views on that, man? All these shootings, man, all over the place, man. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about that, homie?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's sickening, you feel me? But, you know, we really just got to take every day and really, like, be thankful, you feel me? Because you never know when it's your last breath you're going to breathe, you feel me? So, you know, prayers go out to all them people, family, you feel me, and all that, man. Try to, you know, everybody pray for their family, man. They're going to be strengthened and all that, you feel me? So that's what happens.
Definitely, definitely. If you're logging in right now, we have your boy, Fat Vizzy, live in the building out there in the Louisiana. Big shout-out to my girl, Mia X, out there, you know what I'm saying? Always showing me love, you know what I mean? Shout-out to all them people out there doing their thing. Also, you know, shout out to OP, you know what I'm saying, Big O, you know what I'm saying, always setting me up with some hot interviews. So before we get into it, let me show you some Lush Radio love real quick, fam.
It's good.
Couple little claps, you know what I'm saying? Laugh. You feel me?
Yeah.
So first off, you know, I want to ask you, man, you know, Where did you come up with the name, man? Fat Vizzy, you know what I'm saying? We always
Fat Vizzy. I ain't gonna lie though, Fat Vizzy come from old school, high school nickname, man. You feel me? Well, my name it was really just Vizzy though. You feel me? One of my partners gave me that name back in like '97, man. Like I was like in ninth grade or something. You feel me? And then one of my brothers, he was like, you know, one of my close friends I played football with, man. You feel me? His name was like Fat Weezy with a W, you feel me? But he had passed away in 97. I was like in jail and shit, so I couldn't go to his funeral or whatever. So, you feel me? I just threw the fat part in front of my name, you feel me? In remembrance of him. So that's how we got Fat Weezy, you dig?
Okay, Fat Weezy. Now, Fat Weezy, man, yeah. Talk to me, man. You got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, songs out there. You're doing your thing, man. How did you, you know, decide to, you know, get involved in the music industry? You know, what pushed you to get involved with the music industry?
I've been doing music since a little grasshopper though, you feel me? Like, you know, I done played in numerous of bands and all type of little stuff as a kid. So, you know, as I did when I got older, I just applied it, you know, to, you know, my daily life and, you know, what I got going on, you feel me? And, you know, like I said, I've been in the music, like, all my life. So, you feel me? It wasn't nothing else to do but to keep pushing on it, you feel me?
Definitely. Yeah. Vizzy, this is Follow Fridays, you know what I'm saying, Freestyle Fridays. Can you give us your Twitter and information so, you know, people can follow you on Twitter and anything like that, fam?
Oh yeah, man. My Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that is Fat Vizzy, FatVezy. You feel me? Once again, Fat Vizzy, FatVezy, man. You feel me? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all everything. That's what it is.
That's what it is. If you're tuning in right now, you're calling at 347-826-7722. We're live right now with Fat Vizzy and everything like that. And we're going to be talking to him more. We're going to do a quick interview real quick. We got some hot songs from Fat Vizzy, and we're going to come back. I want you guys, it's Hot Enough Fridays, man. Tell me what you think about this music right there. He got a song called Thirsty, man. Give me a quick synopsis about Thirsty, Fat Vizzy.
I mean, you know, thirsty is, you know, pretty much everybody be thirsty in their own ways. You thirsty for money, you thirsty for a certain female, or for the girl, thirsty for a certain dude or female, however you want to look at it, so you feel me? At the end of the day, man, we all thirsty for something, you feel me? I feel like we all need to be thirsty to get to where we're trying to get, though, you feel me? Because, you know, that's what it is, you feel me?
That's what it is, man. Fat Vizzy, thirsty, you know what I'm saying? Hot or not, a lukewarm, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. Stay on the lines, man. What's going on in America, man? All these shootings, man. Talk to your girl. Your girl, let's see, let's live in the building, man. Thirsty.
Tell you some goodbyes to me.
Getting money now, everybody thirsty. 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 Thirsty.
I appreciate the love, though. You feel me? I really do, though. That's real, though. Appreciate it.
You know, it's definitely different, you know what I'm saying? So Thirsty is definitely a song, you know what I'm saying? So tell me about some of the new projects you got coming out and performances and things you got going down. Fat, let me know.
I'm actually just out here in Baton Rouge right now, like just taking care of some business stuff, you feel me? But I'm going to go back to the house in Oakland, California, you feel me? I got a couple shows next week out there in Oakland, you feel me? Some like a little winter jam toy drive or some stuff. I just did a show with Webby the other night, and I just did a show with E-40 the other night out there in Oakland, you feel me? So, you know, I'm moving up. Got my little project coming out sometime next year, the beginning, you know, the first quarter of next year, you feel me? We just trying to wrap up a few things and stuff, you feel me? A couple of mixtapes. We just getting it together, though, you feel me? I'm just starting with this, you feel me, as far as, you know, trying to take over these radios and all this and all that. So, you know, I'm working, man. Y'all going to hear about the kids. Believe that.
That's what it is. Tell me some of the producers and stuff that you're working with right now.
You know, I got my people back at the house in Oakland. My boy Jeffro, you know, my boy Earth the Jerk. I don't know if y'all might have heard of him. You feel me?
I actually heard about him and stuff.
That's my brother. He's been on like the MTVs and all that. You know, he pretty known where we at though. You feel me? A real reputable dude. That's pretty much like my main two producers. You know, I kind of like keep it in house. You feel me? But you know, I'm gonna expand later on down the line. You feel me? But you know, like I said, you know, I'm just kicking my feet in this dough. You feel me? So we working though.
Definitely. Fat Vizzy, man, you got another song called Money and the B Word, and you know some of my chicks they be going in about using the B word wet.
Money bitches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk that's to what me it is. Money bitches. At the end of the day, it's 2013, man. Everybody call each other the B word. You take it to the head or you don't. You feel me? I mean, it is what it is, man. We grown.
I feel you.
You feel?
I feel you. So, I mean, the song speaks for itself. Money and bitches. You know what I'm saying? We all alive.
Yeah,
on Lush Radio on Live. And you know what I'm saying? We going to go into this song, man. You want to introduce this joint, fam?
Yeah, man, it's your boy Fat Vizzy, man, straight out of East Oakland, man, you feel me? It's my song featuring I Am Sue, Money and Bitches, man. It ain't slander on women, it's just that's the name of the song, bro. Talk to me.
I know you're not slandering, it's just letting you know. No, our business partner, she got her thing with, you know what I'm saying, with using that word, you know what I'm saying, so, but I just wanted you to verify and let her know that it's not about slandering females and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's just a figure of speech.
Absolutely not. It's just, it is what it is. It's not slandering nobody. I mean, once y'all hear the song, y'all gonna know what it is, though. Talk to me.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. So, we live on Lush Radio Online, man. Money and Bitches, man. It's going down, man. It's Friday, man. Pop a bottle, man. Drive safe, man. We out here, man. Stop pulling out guns and killing babies, man. It's crazy
fix
right now.
Fix your eyebrows.
Money and bitches, man. Go get some money, man, instead of putting out guns. Let's go.
Fat Vizzy.
So, let's get it, baby.
Money and bitches.
Pay-per-views, money, ain't nothing funny when your pockets got the bunnies in jail, gin, rummy, top, rummy for your tummy, and the bees want the honey, like a roach, I keep running from the drums, ain't got no money, get racks up out the country, Oakland, and raise no dummy, pray to Jesus, buy my money, bank, roll full of honey, spray, bottles full of stunning, yellow diamonds, take your woman, I'm a Honda, I'm a fucking, I'm a cheesehead, I got green and them packs, you will bleed dead, you come in between that, I see red, and that ass so fat, and my diamonds talking, and I know she heard that, I'm a cheesehead, I got green and I'm packed, you will bleed dead. You come in between that. Yeah, I see red and that ass so fat. But my diamond talking, and I know she heard that.
Money and bitches.
That's all I think about.
Money and bitches.
That's all I think about.
That's all I think about. That's all I think about.
Money and bitches. Money, money and bitches. Money and bitches. Money and bitches.
City came straight up out the struggle. Heartbreak, young Susie, need my money on the double. Getting money is all I gotta say. Straight out the bay, get out of the way. I'm always trying to get paid, been on the grind since I was knee high. Now I'm tree high. All these dudes hating, all these girls wanna be mine. Checking bank statements, all this dough I'm making online. Never do no stalling, no I'm balling like a combine. But back to these bitches, right back to these hoes. I'm handling business, I'm stacking my dough. I'm never patting my fro. These haters biting my flows. I made 1,000 off of verses, spent it right on some clothes. Mac. Like Miller, Michael Jackson, Thriller. You ain't eating like me, get your stacks up. Nigga, get your grind on, little homie. Do whatever you put your mind on, little homie. Get the
money and bitches. That's all I think about. That's all I think about. That's all I think about. Money and bitches. That's all I think about. That's all I think about. That's all I think about. Money and bitches. Money, money and bitches. Money and bitches. Money and bitches.
Attracted to the attraction, you already know what's happening. You know that I ain't acting, I'm out here really macking. Commonly casting what I be rapping. Stay in the latest fashion, more money, y'all. Grandchild, then I'm rapping like a bandit. You can't stand it, I be going, I be hamming from New Orleans to Atlanta, back to Oakland to the H. And if you hate, then you hate. The face told me, don't let them look at your plate. And I'm a cheesehead, I got green and them packs. You will bleed dead, you come in between that. Now I see red, and that ass so fat. And my diamond talking, and I know she heard that. I'm a cheesehead, I got green and them packs. You will bleed dead, you come in between that. Now I see red, and that ass so fat. But my diamond talking.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio.
Girl, let's see, we all the way live, man. It's Friday, man. Money and business right there with your boy, Fat Vizzy, man. Cali, what up? New York, what up? Louisiana, what up? What's popping, people, man? We in the building, man. Y'all need to leave these guns down, man. Love, peace, and harmony, man. Let's get together, man. It's too much money. It's too much, you know what I'm saying, love making out there. We going around killing people, man. Call in 347-826-7722. It's your girl, Lashie Lush. What's that visit? What up, boy?
Yes. In the building. It's handy.
That's what it is, man. You know, you doing your thing out there, man. You talking with some legends, man. You doing some things with some legends out there, homie.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to rub these elbows, man. You know, I'm a boss myself, man. You feel me? You know, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in one time. You feel me? Got to make room for the kid. You feel me?
Definitely. You know, what do you feel is the hardest adversity you deal with dealing with the music industry?
I think just connecting with people. You feel me? Because you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real dude, you feel me? At the same time, you know, you just don't go out just trying to meet new friends and all that type of stuff, you feel me? Collabing and all that, you feel me? So I think that's probably pretty much the hardest part, you know, you got to deal with, though, you feel me? Because, I'm not too fond of people, you know what I'm saying? Because I just don't know how they is or whatever case might be. I guess I'm optimistic about, you know, people or whatever case might be, but at the end of the day, you know, I got to do what I got to do to get where I need to be. You feel me? So I think that's pretty much the hard part, though, you feel me? The hardest thing for me.
Definitely. And how do you define yourself as an artist?
I'm a soulful dude. You feel me? That's all it is. You feel me? Anything come out of my mouth, either rapping or singing or whatever, beatboxing, is coming from the soul. You feel me? So, you know.
That's how
I look at it, man. You feel me? I'm not no hardcore gangster rapper. You feel me? A lot of these hardcore gangster rappers ain't even no gangsters. You feel me? So, you know, I'm not
trying to
myself none of that. I'm just me. You feel me? At the end of the day, man, I'm a genuine person, man. Authentic 100. You feel me? However you want to put it.
Definitely.
You know, every word that come out of my mouth, you feel me? It's real.
Definitely. That's real talk. And, you know, another thing, if you had any type of, like, word of advice for the youth that's trying to get into this industry, what would it be?
Get your education first. Believe that. Get your money together. you know, get your education, get your money together, you feel me? Because this it ain't free, you feel me? And this, and you know, this stuff costs, beats costs, the studio costs, you feel me? If you get it going, travel and all that stuff, that shit costs, man. You don't want to be like those starving artists out here looking for handouts, you feel me? You kind of want to establish yourself, you know, first. And then, you feel me, go ahead and do what you got to do, you feel me? You know, get your money together first, man, you feel me? Come in the game as a boss. All they can do is just help you, you know, get you even higher than what you already is, you feel me?
Definitely. And we're getting close to the holidays, which is the holiday season. What are some of the things you're doing to give back to the community?
Like I said, I'm going to do my little toy drive concert next week in Oakland. You feel me? With a few people, and you know, I'll be me. I it's the holiday season, but every day holiday when you know me, you feel me? It's just I'm always giving person. That's just my personality. So, you know, it's all these days are the same to me. You feel me? I've been doing this, been giving, been you know.
That's what it is. Man, I like what you're doing. You got a lot of stuff going on, man. You definitely got a different style. It's not the same. Any videos or anything that we should look, you know, for, anything coming up that we should look forward to right now?
I'm going to shoot a video for Thirsty sometime next week or, you know, the week after that or whatnot. You know, just check the little YouTube. I don't got a lot of stuff on there, like I said, man. I be busy trying to get this money together, you feel me? So I kind of got to, like, channel my time into other stuff, you feel me? But, you know, everything is coming, you know. I'm taking my time with it, you feel me? I'm not in no rush, you feel me? I'm just doing how I do it gradually, how God want me to do it, you feel me? So, you know, I got a few things on YouTube, you feel me? Y'all can check it out. It ain't much, but I'm going to get it together, though.
That's what it is. So, you got your boy, Fat VZ, live in the building,
yeah.
Lush Radio Online.
Yeah.
We all
yeah.
the way. I just want to say, yo, I appreciate you. I thank you, man. I know you're busy on the grind, man. Keep doing what you do,
yeah.
man. Keep your head up. Lush Radio Online, we all the way live, man. Can you give us a quick shout-out real quick?
You know, shout-out to Lush Radio, my bad. You know, I appreciate y'all letting me call in and, you know, holler or whatever. You know, I'm playing my records or whatever. I really appreciate it. You feel me? Lucky Lush. You know, shout-out to my boy
what
LP,
it is,
you
man.
Know. Shout-out to my boy LP, you feel me? You know, high-speed payroll. We in this thing, man. Way in New York, man. We ain't listening, baby. What's happening?
Man, OP, give me a loan, man. Stop playing with me, man. Give me a loan, man. I need a loan, man. Come meet a check. I love him, though, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's your girl, Lush, man. We appreciate you, man. We wish you nothing but blessings, love, peace, and blessings, man. Keep doing what you do, man. You got love
you
for
too,
us.
You too, you
too.
Thank you.
Man.
Thanks for letting me call it in, though. It's real, though. I appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all, man. It's all good. Happy holidays and New Year's and all that.
That's what it is, man. Happy holidays to you. It's your girl, Lush, live in the building, man. And you know what I'm saying? We just had your boy, Fat Vizzy, live in the line, man. Support him. Check him out, man. Coming out of the Cali area doing his thing, man. He's all over the thing, doing his thing. It's Friday. We all the way live. It's your girl, Lush, man. Big shout-out to everybody that's on the grind. Gizzle, call in and tell them why you mad. Somebody pissed you off. Call in. I'm going to tell you something that I'm going to say. Get the fuck out of here. These cats going out here shooting people, man. They're bugged out. Also, real quick, if you're live online, log on to DatPiff.com and type in Respect Money Power. It's the mixtape. I'm on there hosting along with your boy, babe, doing this thing in Atlanta. Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy, on DJ Sleep Easy Presents Sleep Peeps Radio, man. We got another mixtape for you, so go ahead and download that. We're getting crazy numbers right now. On top of that, I need to give you some donation information. Donation information, okay? So Selena was a young lady that got shot out here in the DMV area, and she was shot by her boyfriend due to domestic violence, and it got out of hand. He shot her on the bus, shot her in the head, and shot her several times repeatedly, and a bullet struck the young child, and she had to be rushed to the hospital to get reconstructive surgery. So We are trying to put together right now. Shalita Brown family is having a Christmas toy drive for Little Cody, which is the child's name, December 23rd at Coffee's Lounge, 2632 Georgia Avenue Northwest, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. She wears a size 3C in clothes, a size 7 in shoes, and the family is also accepting donations for Little Cody's Trust Fund at HTTP://PayPal. It's kind of long, so you have to go and log on to my Facebook page, and that's CEO Leshy Les, CEO Leshy Les, and you can see it posted on there. And I also have it posted on LeshRadioOnline.com, and you'll get more information like that. Or you can contact me directly at 240-468-2571, and I can give you the information or text it to your phone so you can go donate today. Also, don't forget, we have the Kris Kringle Toy Drive that is going on. We do it every year with sponsored by E2K Enterprises, along with Lush Radio Online, Av Records, and many more. And we do this every year, and we definitely provide a happy Christmas to youth out there that need help out in the Bronx area in New York City. And it's going to be located, drop-off sites are at Mimosa's Lounge at 1237 Castle Hill Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10462. You can bring an unwrapped toy or $10 donation as an entry fee. It's going down. It's the fundraiser for the 11th annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive, December 19th and 20th, 2012, from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. So please come out. Please come out and support. Please come out, sponsored by E2K Enterprises, Emma E2K, The Beats, Online Radio, Lush Radio Online, along BF Designs, It's a Sheet Thing, Puerto Rican Flags Up, Av Records, and many more in Mimosa's Lounge. So see you there. So we're doing a lot of things to give back. You need to give back. This Sunday we're going to have more information in regards to giving back to the people in Connecticut and the children that lost their lives out there. So you can call in at 347-826-7722. It's going to be going down. But I'm going to go ahead and go into a song real quick. And you know what I'm saying? Just because I feel like it, I'm going to go ahead and say pop that, because you know it's Friday, man. Regardless of everything that's going on, man, you know, I don't want you to have a gloomy day. I want to raise your spirits. So go ahead. You know, something about this song, Pop That, right? You could be just standing still, right? You could be standing still, cooking, right? And all of a sudden, you hear, don't stop, pop that, don't stop. You be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, girl. Don't let my weight fall off. Here we go. Don't stop, pop that, don't stop. But we're going to go into that joint, Pop That right there, Fresh Montana remix. We all the way live, man. It's your girl, Leshy Les, man. Don't forget, man, log on to www.leshradioonline.com, at Lush Radio Online, at MIE2K. We are all the way live, the people's voice, man. Let's go.
Don't stop,
what it do? Let's go. commercial. I love my big dick, my life with Godfather pictures. Local club in my city, I fell in love with a stripper. No, I'm that top talking photo Bugatti. I'm the life of the party, let's get these beats on the molly. You know I came to stack, so drop that. I got what you want. Drop that. Film it. It's gonna be the film it. Ballin', like I play for New England. Spin it, send a stack every minute. That's 50, 100, I see no quick limits. Shout out to Uncle Luke, shout out my pops too. We the two life crew, two for me, two for you. Feed them kept carry, stop like a rabbit. Sorry, that's the habit, smoke a flip it, then I finish.
Double, make it triple, right? I hope you pay, never make a nickel, right? It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you could take it with you.
Right.
It's about to be in here right now. Back there with it right now. Drop, take care of all the motherfuckers, crib, and I'm picking up the keys to the beach right now. OVO, that's major. Toronto with me, that's mayor. Getting shed a pack like KD. OKC, that's player. We don't dress alike, we don't rap alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man. You and your time difference. I'm young poppy. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name. Got one wife that could probably pay for like all your change. You don't be changed. Great stone, 20 bottles, that's all me. On the couch, wildin' out, gotta free my today all free. One of my close dogs, got three kids and they all three. But we always been that type of crew, that been good without a plan B. So.
What up? It's your boy Quan Lee. Quan Lee TV and all that, you know, NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Okay, so we talked to your man, Fat Vizzy. We talked about, you know what I'm saying, the shootings is crazy. I gave you some donation information to definitely help out Cody. We're going to have full information about CT, Sandy Hook Elementary School that was struck with this tragedy today. We're going to have all that information special show this Sunday. Tune in at 6 o'clock at www.lushradioonline.com. Don't forget to check out our Android and iPhone app. Log on to Android at our iPhone market. Download TuneIn app. Log on and download that and type in Lush Radio Online. You can listen to us live via phone, you know what I'm saying, if you want to listen to us. Also, don't forget your girl was out in Richmond with your man DJ Sleep Easy. Shout out to DJ Sleep Easy. We was in the building, and we was live with Chief Keith. That shit I don't like. So we was in the building, man. It's crazy out there, man. You're talking about Chief Keith might be going to jail. I don't know what the situation is. But, you know, Sosa Song, they talking about that joint might be getting into trouble. I don't know. But it's crazy. But I know it was all the way live. I took some pictures with him. You know what I'm saying? The DJ Sleep Easy. It was crazy out there. Yo, the white people out there was wild. Yo, they talking about, white people out there talking about Free Max B, son. And this is like a dude named Cody that like goes to like UCLA or something like that. Like, I'm like, yo, these white dudes is gangsta out here. I swear to God, where they did the spot at, man, I thought they saw April Gang Lincoln out that joint. I was, like, scared. But it was crazy, though. It was all the way live out there, you know what I'm saying, in Richmond. Chief Keith, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play that. Y'all was in the mix with DJ Reasons, man. You know what I mean? You're going to see my favorite white boy this Saturday at Coffee Lounge. It's going to be bananas. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to have some comedy. We're going to have food. You know, black people love chicken, so we're going to have all that in the building, man. And you know what I'm saying? We're celebrating Q's birthday. Don Faquan will be in there doing his thing, man. Don't forget, it's located at 2632 Georgia Avenue Northwest, and that's from 9 o'clock all the way to 2 a.m. It's going to be all the way live, man. We got some $50 bottles in the building. It's going to be bananas. It's going to be crazy. Get your VIP on, and this is what we do, man. It's Lush Radio Online. Also, don't forget to download that mixtape Also, don't forget to log on to www.emmae2k.com. Emmae2k.com, built by me, the one and only Lushy Lush, man. You need them websites, I'll let your girl, Lushy Lush, and lushradioonline@gmail.com. If you like an interview, email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. Along with that, you need some photography, log on to the number 2chicksnacamera.com. Check out some of the photography video work, man. Check out my dude DJ Reasons at DReason88 on Twitter. Also, DJ Hustle on Twitter, man. Also, Emmae2k, man, the fan, we all the way live. Also, Miss Photographics for all that, you know, flower work and everything, man. We all here, you know what I'm saying? We all here to eat together, work together, make things happen, and this is what we do, man. Also, shout out to Spotlight ENT. Shout out to DJ Headbuster. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, out there doing their thing, man. Ricardo, you know, I see you, I hear you, man. You always live, man. We're going on next week on Business Wednesdays. We're going to be playing his interview live from New York. We're going to be playing that. He has a high entertainment company out of New York. He's always striving to support independent artists and put them on the map. He got major artists. He does major things, man. That's the man, the go-to man you need to link up with and get with it or get lost. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we all the way live. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all cats are like, yo, Lush, where you been? Lush been out here working, getting money, doing these things, man. I got to go get the cheddar, man. So that's what I got to do, man. I know y'all miss me, man. Get the fuck out of here Fridays. We get all the way live, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back into the mix with your man, DJ Reasons. And we're going to come right back, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, all the way live. We ain't playing no games, man. Call in right now. Also, on top of that, man, I love everybody. It's Christmas time right now. It's Christmas right time right now. And you know what I'm saying? It's all about love, peace, and happiness. And, you know, I love y'all, man. So this song right here, you know, is a song, you know, I'll always be singing, but sometimes I get into the Christmas spirit, and I want to sing a song. So why can't I sing a song? I might not sing it like Chris Brown and everything, but I'm a sing because I feel like it. And so that's how I feel. So, you know the song This Christmas by you know, the original song, but I'm going to sing This Christmas, and you're not going to laugh at me, okay? You're not going to laugh at me. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm about to sing This Christmas. So call in at 347-826-7722. And tell me, did I win the American Idol? Call me at 347-826-7722. So I'm about to hit that joint real quick. Me. Sorry. But here we go. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. This is an old classic Christmas song. You know, tell me some of your memories at Christmas, you know. It's different for us because we're getting older and everything, you know. And, you know, you used to sneak, you know, and try to not go to sleep and stuff and try to sneak. Or, you know, if your parents watch you presents, you try to sneak inside a closet, see where she hid. But for some reason, your mother always knew how to hide them presents. You be living in the hood in a project somewhere, and she be hiding the mess. And you know the project ain't that big, right? So she be hiding the mess out the gifts. You like, yo, where'd she hide these gifts at, yo? Real talk. But, you know, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Holiday season coming in, you know what I'm saying? Bring the joys and cheers and laughter, man. No more tears, man. I'm tired of it. So this is my rendition of This Christmas. Hang all the mistletoe. I'm going to let you know better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's going to be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah. That's it. I ain't giving y'all all that stuff, man. Stop pushing me. No. This Christmas. Sorry. But it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We all the way live, man. We turned up, man. But that was a little Christmas rendition for you, you know what I'm saying? Feel the Christmas cheer and all that. Big shout out to Emma E2K. She holds me down. Don't forget to log on to her website. Also, we're going to have more information about donating. Help somebody other than yourself. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be bright. From now on, the troubles will be bright as day. That's just what it is. But anyway, let me get off of this thing. But you know what I'm saying? Let's go back to the music. It's your girl, Leslie. That's All the Way Live, man. Just felt a little bit in the Christmas spirit and everything like that. But you know what I'm saying? We're live right now. Don't forget. Check out QuanLeeTV.com for your neighborhood, man, your video, man. You need that. Holla at my man, QuanLeeTV. Also, She's Got Next. It is what it is, man. She's Got Next. Females in hip-hop, get with it or get lost. Baby, this is what we do. And we're about to get back in the mix. Killer with the killer wicked, it's your girl, Lashie Lash, shout out, I love my sis. But yo, we're going to get all the way live with my man, DJ Reasons on the ones and twos. And you know, we're going to have them mixtapes coming out called The Cook Up. So you know what I'm saying, we're going to be in the kitchen cooking up some stuff, and we're going to be dropping to you each and every week, man. You heard? It's your girl, Lashie Lash, man. You cook up, baby.
It's for the trio, bitches.
All right.
I'm going to learn
today.
DJ Reason.
You know you're my favorite white boy, right?
For for the tree of bitches.
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. Make a shake like a vibrator. Laugh now, I'ma make you cry later. Your boyfriend was a bitch, nigga, buy a hater. I'ma get deep in it. Tomb Raiders all in the crib. Room Raiders, yeah, I'm a dog. I be howling at the moon, baby. Heartbreak kids, but I'm a grown man. I wish we beat her from the back. Play with that pussy with my hands. We can do it on the floor, on the chair, man. Matter of fact, we can do it anywhere, huh? Call me, I can get it juicy for you. Set the camera up, I can make a movie for you. I'm a nasty nigga, I ain't never lie. Here to make you wanna keep the baby Kevin Federline. Young suit nigga, no I don't fuck around. Your girl calling me, begging me to fuck her now.
Carlito, Scarface, Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, Arpedo. I goes deep in that pussy, Dan Marino. She wanna be the one, fuck her to my own single. Break a bitch heart, no future, Miss Cleo. Snap back, automatic reload. Flyer than a fucking Beetle, you can't beat him. Vampire, fuck up your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, leave you on the semen. Don't believe it? Stripe like a fucking Adidas. The gun Selena, give a nigga Beaver fever. Real fucking hot, put it in pot, take a shot higher than the tube side. Use a bop, give me top top as I load the wop. Man, these niggas say I'm fly, but to her, I'm God. I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, 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 I'm faded, faded, faded.
You know you my favorite white boy, right?
This for the tree of bitches.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve. Hold up, bitches in my dime. Taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over nine. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like tea. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you figure, getting bigger and fucking bitches. She rolling switches, bought her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish. But at least a nigga, nigga rich. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bald. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can sell. Oh, I know you love him when his beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the beaters on. All that shit
you all the way live, and shit, girl, let you live. I'm ready all live, man. Call the 516, I'm about to bring you in a few minutes, man.
From my head and motherfucking
I love that shit. It's my bro. He live
Call it live on the line 516. What it do, baby? 516. What it do, baby?
Yo, Lush, Lush, what's up? It's your boy Chill Trees, man. What's good?
What up, Chill Trees, man? Long time no here, homie.
Yeah, I'm out of hibernation. You already, man. How you making out, baby girl?
Man, on a stupid, retarded, crazy, a thousand million bazillion infinity grind.
I know. I've been watching you on the book. I've been watching you. But, yeah, I just wanted to shout you out, let you know I'm watching you. I'm liking what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And if you ain't fucking with Lush or Emma2K, get the fuck out of here.
Word. Real talk. Chill Trees, man. Talk to me, man. It's a lot of crazy things going on out here, man. What you think's going on? People's bugging out. You got, you know, the football play. You went and shot a shorty.
Like, I ain't even trying to.
That's the baby. Like, what's
yo,
going
man,
on?
Yo, man, I ain't trying to be funny. I just think people not eating enough vegetables and drinking enough water. Straight up and down. Like, people not, you know, having no respect for you. And people's losing mad respect. And everything starts with respect. You know, it's very sad. My condolences go out to them families and any families that lost anybody, like from Sandy all the way down, you know?
Yo, people talking about the end of the day. You got Sandy. You got people shooting people. Like, yo, like, what's next? Like, it's crazy right now. Like, it, right now it makes you feel like you don't even, like, you need to ante up or you need to keep your kids inside. Like, what's going on? It's like,
I mean,
can you really protect yourself out here?
I mean, that's the first rule of nature. You got to protect yourself at all times. You got to be aware of what's going on around you. But, you know, with people like you doing good things, Emma doing good things, myself doing good things, you know, we can't make a difference. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people got to want to do. People got to want to make a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's it. That's the situation. You know what I'm saying? It's like we got to, you know what I'm saying, we got to try to, like, work together and make a situation happen because right now it's crazy.
For real. But definitely, yo, King Swamp misses you. We thinking about you, and I'm going to hit you on the box with the new number. You heard?
Okay. I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that fan right there, the Swamp, I miss y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely had some serious runs together, and I appreciate y'all, man. You already know what it is.
Doubt.
I love Thursday. I love Jersey. I love y'all cats, man, and y'all real people, and I just appreciate the love, man.
No doubt, always, man. I love you too. So like I said, check your box for that number, and let's link up real soon. And good night to everybody.
That's what it is, man. Your boy Chill Trees live on Lush Radio online, man. Y'all heard that mix from DJ Reasons, man. We all the way live. We ain't going nowhere. Team No Sleep. Team Cut the Check. Team, why are you shooting people? Team, like, education, man. Today, beautiful thing, we had Quan live in the building, A Moment of Silence. If you don't remember that song, he did that song with Nas, talking about people, you know, doing stupid stuff, like things that, are, you know, just went past, like shooting people, nonsense. You know, if you ever lost somebody, he actually came to the school to talk to people, the kids and everything at the school that I teach at, and told the kids, look, listen, y'all got to save y'all money. Y'all got to keep God first. Y'all got to do what y'all got to do. And he spoke to them, and it's a blessing. The kids loved him. I'm going to have pictures up on Facebook and on the website, and it was crazy. I got footage. I got footage of the Chief Keef concert. I just been getting footage. It's been crazy out here. You're going to see more visual of us, Lush Radio Live 2013. Get ready. The new website is about to be on and popping. It's about to be bananas. It's going to be bananas. Bananas. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to all them people, you know what I'm saying, that got bands that make a dance, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the dudes that got big booties that be making them clap. Why is your booty that big? Why is your booty as big as your mother? But anyway, that's a whole nother story. You know what I'm saying? Go out and get that Christmas tree. Do what you do, man. And you know what I'm saying? Still, regardless of everything that's going on, man, Make the baby smile, man. There's too many babies losing their lives, man. Make the baby smile out here, man. If you can donate a dollar or whatever, go to the dollar store or something and get a gift for these kids. Toys for Tots, man. I don't care what you do. man, I need to emphasize for y'all guys to give back, give back, give back, man. Give back because these kids need it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes these kids come from broken homes. They don't have, you know what I'm saying, families. You know what I'm saying? You never know what the situation is at home. So I just ask you to definitely go out and just, you know, reach into your pocket. Reach into your pocket and help these kids out because they need it. They need it, you know, they need it. And they need your help. They need you to take the time out and say, yo, I feel for you right now. So Lush Radio Online, we do it all the time. This is what we do. This is what we were born to do. We were born to give back. Lush Radio Online believes in educating and entertaining at the same time. So we educate people and we entertain. So at the same time, you might laugh and joke. You know what I'm saying? You might hear a little bit of us word here and there. But at the same time, we feeding you good news at all times, giving you good news at all times. And then at the end of the day, like, you know, Lush Radio Online has several other shows like Motivational Mondays, always motivating you, jumpstarting you to start your brand new day. You know what I'm saying? Monday doesn't always have to be mopey. Monday doesn't always have to be that bad day. You know what I'm saying? You could turn on your radio, download the app on TuneIn app, you know, TuneIn Radio app, type in Lush Radio Online. You can listen to us, you know what I'm saying? So we can jumpstart your day and get you lifted, you know what I'm saying, off the natural high life. Let's go to the phone lines. We got another caller calling in. 856, what it do, baby? You're live on Lush Radio Online with your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Talk to us, man. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's up, Lush? It's CG. I'm calling. Well, I'm from Jersey, but I'm calling from Maryland.
Wow. I'm getting all these flashbacks, man. Everybody is coming out the woodwork, man. I'm feeling warm and fuzzy inside. What up, CG?
What's up, I'm just like in
a state of discontent about all this craziness that's happening. But before I even go in there, I'm gonna tell y'all callers, people listening in, this is one of my original street queens from Street Queens the Movement. My boo-boo, my little sister, I'm so proud of her. She doing her school thing. She about to get married. She got a business going on. And she's just a beautiful black woman, and I'm proud of her. And, okay, CG, my bad. You got the floor.
Thank you. No. I appreciate that. I saw your post on Facebook in reference to calling in and just expressing how you feel about the shootings in Connecticut. No, I said I wanted to call in. I definitely wanted to call in, and if not, speak on it, hear what other people had to say, you know?
Yeah, do you have any family in Connecticut or anything like that? Did you, you know, how did you feel about, like, it's besides even the elementary school, you got, like, out here in the DMV, there was a young lady that got shot by a boyfriend named Selena, and actually one of the bullets struck the child. She had to get reconstructive surgery. I actually know the father. He's from New York, and they own the spot that we're doing an event at to raise money for the baby, and we have a party there, too. Quan is actually doing a dedication to them, too, out there. And then you have a football player that shot his young lady, and then shot himself, too.
Yeah.
And then you got the dude in Oregon shooting people in the mall, and then you have this today. What's going on, CG?
Yeah. I heard about this while I was at work, and I think the initial reaction for myself, and I'm sure a lot of people, was just sorrow and disbelief. I was in shock. Just the idea that somebody could be so cruel and so cold to want to harm, you know, anyone, but let alone children, innocent children, elementary school children. And I can't imagine what these families are going through. I can't imagine what these parents are feeling at this moment to get a call that, you know, your child has been harmed at school, and you send them there, you're thinking that everything is okay. And these teachers as well, you know, they're there for a purpose. They're there to help children. They're there to help to advance the kids' minds and where they go in life. And it's just to be put in that situation and not have an inclination as to why, to me, is just horrible. And there's no protection. They have no protection. You know, teachers aren't strapped with weapons And, you know, a lot of elementary schools, I don't know about out here in Maryland because I'm new to the area, but in Jersey, our elementary schools don't have security or anything
yeah.
like that. If we do, we have, like, you know, older guards that, you know, are there for a fight style, break up, you know, the altercations amongst the kids. But that's to prevent situations like this from happening because people are expecting that. You know?
And that's
horrible.
True.
It's horrible.
Well, out here in Maryland, the elementary schools don't, unless they have the schools that got money, but the school that I'm out here teaching at, they don't have security. Like, the teachers are basically their security. Like, we have no security. And, like, you know, who are protecting these babies? You know what I'm saying? Like,
who are protecting
these babies? Is it safe for us to even go outside anymore? Like, what is going to go on? You got from Sandy and to all this craziness going on, like,
mm-hmm.
yo, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this Armageddon? Like,
it's
what's
horrible.
Going on?
And anyone and everyone, I mean, I know that each state creates their own laws, but New Jersey has some of the strictest screening processes and background checks for those who are attempting to get guns. So I don't know about any other state, but I think that maybe they need to start pursuing stricter screening processes. You know, everyone, every crazy person out there shouldn't be entitled to have a weapon. And it's you know, I agree with the right to bear arms in certain extents, but just these innocent kids are getting harmed, these innocent kids are getting killed, these innocent people. Like, we don't want to forget the adults that were harmed in this, too, because they're still human, you know? It's devastating, and I just really, 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 you know, send my prayers and my deepest condolences out there. And I just pray about that, you know, we start finding some clarity in this situation. For the life of me, I also blame the media and how they're reporting this, because if the killer was Muslim or Arab, this would be called a terroristic act. You know, this is a terroristic act, and it should be reported that
definitely.
Way. Just because it was done by an American on American soil doesn't mean that it's not a terroristic act. You know, it should be reported in that way. So.
Definitely. And if you guys aren't aware of what happened today, 27 killed in Connecticut shooting, including 20 children. They said it's 18, but it seems like the count has went up. It went from ages 5 all the way to 10. The shooting on this Friday morning at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, about 65 miles northeast of New York City, authorities said the gunman was believed to be in his 20s. Walked in the classroom at Sandy Hook Elementary School where his mother was a teacher. He shot and killed her and then killed 20 students, most in the same classroom. He also fatally shot 5 other adults and then killed himself inside the school. One person was also injured in the shooting. Another body related to the shooting was at another scene. The authorities said declining, providing more specifics, but they assumed that was actually the father. They said that he actually killed his father, reportedly. The guy's name was Ryan Lanza, and he actually has a brother. I think there's a brother still that they're still having questioning and stuff. The majority of those who died today were children, beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 to 10, and visibly distraughted President Obama said in his remarks as it was televised. He also had a pause and said, after pausing to compose himself in 5 long seconds, Mr. Obama said that they had their entire lives ahead of them, birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. And he wiped the corner of his eye. And it's crazy because, you know, these children will never see that. They will never see that. And we can't even ask the question why, that the guy killed himself. Same thing with these other situations. After they do these horrible acts, they shoot themselves and take the cowardly way out. So we can never know why, what happened, what caused them, what triggered them to do this immense act. We still don't know. And we ponder it. Please watch people. It could be a family, a friend, and they just snap one day. Please, it is not worth it. It is not worth it. These babies lost their lives. This Sunday, this Sunday at 6 o'clock. We will have a whole show dedicated to this issue, and you can call in and state your opinions. We're going to have full information about how we can help and donate to Connecticut, because Emma will have all that information, and we will have that show set for this Sunday. So you can call in at 6 o'clock at 347-826-7722. Talk to me, CG, what's going on, you know what I'm saying, what's new with you out there, you know, A-Game Magazine and everything like that, everything that you got going on. Give, you know, the people, you know, your information and stuff like that out there.
Basically working on the next issue for A-Game, but like I said, I had a couple things that I was, well, I didn't say, but I'm saying to you, I had a couple things that I was scheduled to do. I have been glued to the news with keeping up with this story. It's, yeah, I don't know, I can't even put into my...
You can't even think. It's like,
yeah,
like you're like flabbergasted because it's insane. Like,
exactly.
You're in shock. Like, everybody's still in shock. Like, this didn't just happen. Did this just happen? And then think about the parents that, you know, commute from New York City or Boston, uh-huh, or wherever, from Connecticut, and might be at work late. And you know, some people are so workaholics, didn't even get the call. Don't even know yet.
Well, I pray that there are no situations like that, or that the parents do know by now, but just that call alone. Can you imagine that call? Like, I don't even want anyone to imagine, but just the situation alone, just getting that call that something, anything has happened to your children. Parents, and I don't have kids of my own. I have two stepchildren. But parents, they get a call that their child was in a fight at school, let alone a call that your child was harmed in this way. Just someone, just a cowardly act. You come in and you shoot, and they said he lined the kids up. You know, and just,
man,
it's just horrible. And I can't imagine ever seeing or hearing about anything like this back when I was in fourth or fifth grade. It just didn't happen when we were in school. It didn't.
It's just crazy. And then I can't even fathom or even think about the vision of even seeing all these babies laying there dead in the classroom. I just, oh,
I wouldn't want to be the first to arrive. Yeah, you know, the crew that comes, I think they're called the first arrivers or whatever they're called. But I saw in the news, they had them, first responders. Yeah, they had them draped, mm-hmm, up in like the scrub type uniform so that they couldn't, so that they didn't tamper with or compromise the crime scene. But in that situation, for you to come and have to see these children, these babies, these teachers, the principal, to see all these people laid out, you know, no one should have to see that.
It was a complete massacre. It was a massacre, basically,
yeah,
a bloody massacre. And it was insane. These innocent people going to work, children, kindergarten. I taught kindergarten. These are babies. They just came out of pre-K, going into kindergarten, looking forward to going into the first grade. What the, yo, I want to say all kinds of words, but it's like we can't bring their lives back.
Yeah.
All we can do is try to protect our children, and something has to give. This is getting out of hand. This is the Christmas holiday where children should be laughing and enjoying their family and presents and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I have a 9-year-old. I have a baby. I have a daughter. So this is. I don't know. My Emma called me, and I got the phone call, and my heart dropped out because I was just at the school with all of my beautiful children at the school, and we brought Quan over there, and he was talking to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we leave out, I get a phone call stating that all these babies just got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to hear no more bad news no more. I'm tired. Sometimes this is why people don't turn on the TV no more. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
When is this stuff going to stop? It's crazy. When is it going to stop? When are we going to stop killing each other? I don't care, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. Stop killing each other. It's too much money to be made out here. It's too much loving to be making out here. It's too much food to eat out here. It's not that serious. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. It's sad,
it's,
man.
It's a total mess. It's a total mess.
CG, are there any, like, things that you, you know, we're going to have more information this Sunday, full information on how people can donate and help. Because,
okay.
you know, City Connecticut don't hardly have that much money. They're not, like,
yeah.
a major city, so the state is going to have to pay. And if people really don't have money, like, there's nothing, you know what I'm saying, that the population at school is only 600 kids. And, you know,
yeah.
most schools have more than that, you know what I'm saying? So they hardly, you know what I'm saying, hardly have that many people out there, and they need our support, and they need our help. So we're going to have full information because Emma has the information for Connecticut on this Sunday. And are there any things that thoughts or anything or any things you got, any, like, toy drives or anything that you got going on, whether it be Jersey or anywhere else that you want to put out there for the people?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have here we do the Friendship House Foster Home Secret Santa program where we take on all of the children of the foster home and provide presents for them for Christmas. This will be my sixth year doing this, so I'm excited because I've been able to see the kids grow up. You know, when I first started, there were some children there that were only 18 months old, and every year that I get a chance to go to the Christmas party, they never know who I am. So this year I won't actually be at the party, but I will be sending the Christmas gifts. This year I believe 25 children this year. So also doing the Support Our Troops that we did through the company that I work for. And my company has a program called Pay It Forward where my supervisor actually he has 55 employees. And he puts an extra $100 in everyone's check and encourages them
wow.
to donate it to a charity or to a family, to an individual, wherever you want to do it. He puts the extra $100 in your check and encourages you to give it to someone else. So that helped this year with purchasing the presents because it is expensive, especially with 125 kids, to try to get presents for. So that definitely helped. We also have...
Wow.
We also have the Cathedral Kitchen, Soup Kitchen feeding that we always do, which we'll be doing again this year. And just being in the – I moved to Elkton, Maryland recently, but I work in Newark, Delaware, and my fiancé is from Wilmington, Delaware. And just seeing the conditions of Wilmington, Delaware, I'm looking for ways that I can help out there because I've been able to get around in my area and in the Philadelphia area, you know, in Camden and Trenton and so on and do different things. But now I'm looking for how I can help in Wilmington. So as I come up with new things, then we'll see where we go from there.
Definitely, definitely. That's outstanding, CG. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? That's outstanding. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Helping
you.
Out people, helping somebody other than yourself. And that's what we try to do, you know what I'm saying, from you know, from women helping women to men helping men to us just helping a nation and touching somebody. We are the people's voice for those people that are gone and lost and for those that are tiny babies that can't speak. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. Regardless, we entertain you, we laugh, we joke, but we get serious and we get to the point. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. Once again, Cody, her mother, her name was Selena Brown. She was murdered by her boyfriend, domestic violence. And she was shot repeatedly on the bus, and her daughter was struck with a bullet and was rushed to Children's Hospital to get reconstructive surgery. Beautiful young baby. Right now, she is without a mother and a father. And
oh my gosh,
she's
I'm
with her
up
grandparents.
Now.
She's with her grandparents right now. She's in intensive care. We're still having prayers for her. Right now, we're doing a toy drive for Cody. You know, to make her Christmas bright. December 23rd at Coffee's Lounge, 2632 Georgia Avenue Northwest, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. She wears a 3T in clothes and a 7 in shoes, and the family are also accepting donations for Little Cody's Trust Fund. So if you log on to facebook.com/CEOLUSHYLUSH, You can see the information and click on the link to go to the PayPal. Whether you donate $1, $2, whatever you can do, please help the family out, because you know funerals and, you know, just children in general are expensive. So if you can help out. Also, don't forget the Kris Kringle Drive. You know, Emma's been doing it long and strong, and we've always come out here and support. So, you know, we're trying to give back and shine a light on children that are without, or parents that just can't afford it this year because they were either laid off or just don't have enough money after they paid all the bills. So instead of the parents feeling sad, we try to bring in light. So E2K Enterprises presents, along with sponsors, which are Flags Up, It's a She Thing, Street Queens The Movement, BF Designs, Av Records, E2K Enterprises, The Beats Radio, Less Radio Online, and Mimosas. The fundraiser is for the 11th Annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive, December 19th and 20th, 2012, from 9 p.m. to 4 p.m. At 4 a.m. at Mimosas Lounge, 1237 Castle Hill Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10462. Bring an unwrapped toy or $10 donation for interest. Please, I'm asking you to help somebody other than yourself. Everybody just feels like, you know, oh, it's all about me. But look, you know, one day you might need help. I hope you never get to that point, but please help somebody.
Yeah.
Because it might not, whatever you do in this life right now might not affect you, but it might affect somebody else's life, or it might affect you down the road. So please give back, and please send out positive energy and stop bringing in that negative energy, man. Stop spreading the love and stop hating, stop killing, stop shooting. Just love one another, man. Seriously, man. You know, CZ, you see that beautiful young girl? She got struck by a bullet in her face, and she has a slash in between her face. And I saw the pictures of her in the hospital, and I started bawling. Like when we were in a meeting with the girl's father, her stepfather, and we were sitting there talking about the venue, and he's cool, he's from New York, cool guy, 12 years in the police force, and I'm sitting there, and mind you, you know, I'm thinking back to when we went to Queen Penn and the domestic violence thing and everything in New York, right? So I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, we're sitting here and we're talking, we're laughing and joking, and come to find out, he gets a disturbing call, and it's from one of his daughters stating that something happened to his daughter, not knowing that the next day, while I'm looking on the news, this was his child that got shot. I text him, and he said, yeah, that's my daughter. And I saw him on the news crying, and it killed me, because I'm right there when he's getting the call.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hold on to your life. Life is precious, man. People just don't understand. Like, people that your loved ones, I don't care how mad you get, man, just tell somebody you love them, because tomorrow is promised to nobody. Just tell them you love them, you care. But I don't care if y'all argue over pizza, the last Skittle, the last chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is, man. Just tell them you love them, man. It's all good, man. Just, you know, it's not that serious. You know what I'm saying? To pick up a weapon and kill somebody, man. You know, and I'm just saddened by all of this. And it's a sad day for America, because it touches everybody's heart, because even if you didn't have a kid, you have nieces and nephews. You got cousins. You know what I'm saying? You got brothers and sisters. That, you know, that could have been anybody's kid. That could have been anybody's family member. And it's just sad. It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for people in general. It's just sad, man. And this is Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. And I got to tell you this. For all y'all cats that feel like you that angry and you hate the world that bad, man, get counseling, man. Go see a psychiatrist, man. All that shooting and killing, man, is not worth it, man. Get the fuck out of here with that. I'm not feeling that. People deserve to live. Who are you to be God to take people's lives? Who made you the final judge, man? Stop doing this. Think about what you're doing before you do it. Think about it, man. Think about the other people's lives you're affecting, the brothers and sisters you're taking away, people's mothers,
yes,
people's fathers, people's children, people's babies, man. Think about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm live with my sis, CZ. And, man, give back. Give back. so many tragedies. And we right here in the holiday season where we should be smiling, laughing, joking. I've never seen so much tragedy in 3 weeks in my life.
It's horrible. It's horrible, and I can't imagine. Like just as you mentioned, the holidays, not that that, you know, is the total factor behind their misery right now, but it still should be considered the holidays are here. And these people have to cope with the fact that their children are no longer here, that, you know, that their mothers, their wives, whoever these people were to them. You know, it's just horrible.
It's crazy. And, you know, on that note, please support the movement CZ has with Giving Back Jersey, Philly. If you have something that's going on in Wilmington, Delaware, make sure you contact her. Along with that, anybody in the DMV, Toys for Tots. Also, Eddie Bryan was collecting toys for kids. Eddie Bryan, the comedian, on Facebook out here in the DMV. He's doing something big also. RIP Radio, along with Carrie Michelle and AJ at the RIP Radio After Party Show, are doing a co-drive fundraiser, so check that out. That's on Facebook, RIP Radio, the After Party Show. Also, tomorrow, Saturday at Coffee's Lounge, don't forget, right next to Howard University, is going down. We're going to have Quan, comedian, music. We're going to free food until the last, celebrating Q's birthday, all the Sagittarius. If you're a Sagittarius with an ID, you get it for free. And we're also doing a dedication to Cody, her mother, and all that has been lost in the past week. So come out, come support, donate, come have fun, come party, celebrate life tomorrow. Yeah. Come celebrate life and enjoy. And this is what we're doing. It's Friday, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and live your life, you know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, live it to the fullest, man, because we never know when it's our time. And it's your girl, Lushy Lush. See, you got any final words before we dip out of here?
Yeah, I just want to say my prayers are with you to the family, the friends, and everyone affected by the horrible massacre today in Connecticut. And be safe out there, people, and pray up. Now's the time that we got to get right with the Lord, you know. So that's all. Prayers up.
Definitely, definitely. If you wasn't right, you better get right. You know what I'm saying? And you know, not everybody's perfect, but at least if you try your best to live righteous, you know what I'm saying, at least you got a little bit of brownie points. But when you going all the way live, hey,
exactly.
Don't be asking no questions, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't be asking for God now when you could have been asking him when you was doing good, man. Do right by yourself. Do right by people. Life may throw you a curveball, but you are in control of the direction it goes. You are a way maker, okay?
Yeah.
God might not be there when you want him, but he's always on time. It's your girl, Lush You Lush. Man, stay focused. Stay live. All y'all people getting y'all degrees, education, team education, support the youth. This is what we about. And we about to end this off with my man, Quan. Just a moment of silence featuring Nas. And you know what it is, man. And I love everybody, man. If ain't nobody tell you they love you, I love you, man. Take that anger and that hate out of there, man. And let's live life to the fullest, man. A moment of silence. I love you, CG, man. I'm out of here.
Too,
my little cupcake. My little cupcake.
Love you, CG.
All right. All right, man. We out of here, man.
This is just a moment. Dedicated to my mother, my grandmother, my father, all my niggas in the pen, all my niggas that died in the struggle. Love y'all. Can we please have a moment of silence? That's for my niggas doing years in confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the reaper came to get them. Can we please pour out some liquor? Symbolizing this, take your time and to consider that. Though our love ain't here, the love is here. And we gon' rest, still slug, killers here. This for my dog, stuck in the struggle, trying to gain. Smoking trauma, sipping rhyme, while selling cocaine. Trapped in the game, not knowing how to stop and get by. Delivered alive, someone said they live it to die. Can we please have a moment of peace?
For every G that fell for a slag in the street, blood in the thuggin', folkin' and lokin', grippin' and creepin', Latin the kingin', or just my poor right to teach. Has day gone and night fall? For the rest of our lives, we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still walk by wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. And can we have another home of the silence? For brothers who die from black on black violence, from here to the dark continent with rebels sell diamonds to clients all through the world, got little black girls dying. And can we please pour some more liquor? For Will, Mokeem, Ball, Pappy, my niggas, here's another warrior song from Nasty and Quan.
This is just a moment dedicated to my mother, my grandmother, my father, all my niggas in the pen, all my niggas that died in the struggle. Love y'all.
Can we please have a moment of silence? That's for my niggas doing years in confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the reaper came to get them. Can we please pour out the liquor? Symbolizing this, take your time and to consider that. Though our thugs ain't here, the love is here. And we gon' rep steel, slug killers here. This for my dog, stuck in the struggle, trying to gain. Smoking trauma, sipping rhyme while selling cocaine. Trapped in the game, not knowing how to stop and get by. They live it alive, someone said they live it to die. Can we please have a moment of peace? For every G that fell for a slag in the street, blood in the thuggin', folkin' and lokin', grippin' and creepin', Latin the kingin', or just for poor right to teach. Has day gone and night fall, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still long while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. And can we have another home with a silence?
For brothers who die from black on black violence, from here to the dark continent where rebels sell diamonds to clients all through the world, got little black girls dying. And can we please pour some more liquor? For Will, Mokeem, Ball, Pappy, my niggas, here's another warrior song from Nasty and Quan. It's to him I pass the baton to carry the song. Streets disciples, salute to those who gone with bullets, and I promise to rhyme and Quan the rest
of
life.
Moment
of
silence,
and can we please
Quan
have a moment of truth?
Tomorrow, live at Carver,
for soldiers and troops, away with helmets and boots, and families back home that pray they make it home safe, hoping they don't get hit by a stray or missile. This is just a moment to let y'all all know that we miss you, mommy. I'm still here. Wishing I was there with you.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. Please have a moment to mourn. For Pac, Biggie, and Punches to us, they live on. Jim Master J, Ricky, Ty, and Aaliyah. Big L and Left Eye, when we die, we hope to see you.
Photographs of lost memories on the blocks with blunts and Hennessy. Pictures of niggas in mock neck shirts, Valentine L and brown bags. Brothers like to brag about their cousins that's locked in the system. We all fall victim, we all call Christian or Islamic faith to restore all our faith. Barbed wire and tall brick wall, but we all can't escape.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home.
Wanna dedicate this out here to all the streets, all everybody in the hood getting caught up in drama.
shooting, going to jail for nothing, getting killed for nothing. Gotta avoid that stuff.